It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.
University of the West Indies lecturer at Cape Hill, Alicia Nichols, describes the blacklisting and greylisting of developing countries such as Barbados by the Financial Action Task Force as unfair. Economist Marla Dukran associates the actions of such an organization as the FATF to the behaviors of a god. One point our research at Blockchain Business is in tandem with trade specialist Nichols and economist Dukran is that Europe is a major source of global money laundering. The Financial Action Task Force is a grouping of representatives from developed countries with no legal or sovereign authority whose principal task is to set and regulate guidelines on anti-money laundering, anti-terrorism, and Know Your Customer, or KYC. Nichols was quoted in the Nation newspaper this week as saying the FATF is not addressing the major money laundering practices in Europe and the United States. Perhaps in diplomatic language, she views this as unfair. Economist Dukran is more strident in her language. For organizations such as the FATF, these bodies have set themselves up as gods to tell sovereign nations what they should and should not do. Prime Minister of Barbados Mia Amor-Motley recently criticized the FATF internationally on its procedures. Communication and process were areas advisor to the Barbados government, Professor Avinash Prasad, has highlighted as concerns. The FATF maintains a grey list and a blacklist. The blacklist is for those countries that deem to be the bad boys, and the grey list is for those countries that are trying to comply under the fear of being defined or relisted on the blacklist. The fear these countries have with the unjustified and what are regarded as discriminatory actions of the FATF is that foreign investors will see them in a bad light. Hence, comply, comply, even if the FATF is paying little money to the commercial banks in Europe that have several times the wealth of Caribbean countries and simply pay millions of dollars in fines they can't afford. If you are fined as a European financial institution 150 million euros, and money laundering netted you $500 million, then the fine is a cost of doing business, a smaller cost. The FATF has told Barbados to improve on its compliance by February next year, put additional regulations in place, or we will catapult you from the grey list to the blacklist, even if you're working to comply. Maybe that's a threat. Now, if you found this edition of Blockchain Business to be interesting and educational, please stay tuned for more. Much more Monday and Friday mornings on the Starcom network of stations.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.